The TAG Saturday Morning News continues, and we're talking this morning with Gil Hayes, the president and chair of the Worcester Emergency Communications Team. When you hear that term, you might say, oh, maybe it's a city or county or maybe even a state organization, but it's not. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about what your communications team really is.
Well, the Worcester Emergency Communications Team is a group of amateur radio operators. We were formed back in January of 2002 as kind of a response from the amateur radio community locally to the September 11th terrorist attacks, and we wanted to form a team that basically would help the community in case something like that happened around here.
So you've been around since 2002, and what kinds of activities have you been involved in over that time?
We've been involved in all types of things. A lot of our actual activations revolve around severe weather incidents in the area, a lot of winter storm activities.
You must have done a lot during the ice storm of 2008.
Oh, absolutely. we also had a few blizzard conditions that we were activated for before that. We've had hurricane activations. We've also done a number of drills, practice drills with the City of Worcester's Emergency Management Team and the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency.
Now, I believe this past week you've just had a drill with the MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that was a hurricane scenario. It was a statewide drill, so amateur radio teams like the one based here in Worcester from all across the Commonwealth were activated during it. And the situation was that a hurricane came down in Region 2, which is down towards the Cape, and quickly spread out and knocked out infrastructure across the entire Commonwealth. We simulated all communications infrastructure going down. We simulated power outages, all types of things of that nature, and continued to pass messages and things of that nature throughout the entire time.
As amateur radio operators, then, you must have auxiliary means of power, generally.
Generally, yes. There's amateurs out there. Most amateurs have a generator of some sort to help out. There's also a number of us that have solar capabilities to augment that. Generally, we're going to get on the air in some way, jump out in your vehicle and use your vehicle's radio.
Now, suppose we did have a hurricane such as you described, and what would be your role in that? What kinds of contacts would your organization be expected to make?
Well, our primary served agency is the City of Worcester's Emergency Management Department, and we also do quite a bit of work with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. So essentially what we'd be doing is anything, we'd be passing messages on their behalf and contacting anybody that they would need to contact. A lot of times we're also used for situational awareness, because being amateur radio operators throughout the community, we have many people that are spread throughout the entire county, and they can report in on various phenomena that they're seeing outside, whether it's a severe weather event or something of that nature. They can describe what they're seeing. They can describe flooding, they can describe power outages, they can describe trees down, things of that nature, any damage, and generally we do all types of situational awareness, things of that nature.
If there were an international incident, would you potentially become involved in that if there were local people trying to contact relatives?
We do things of that nature. There's a national system called the National Traffic System. We call, in amateur radio terms, we call messages pieces of traffic. And there's a national traffic system that's organized by the National Association for Amateur Radio, which is called the American Radio Relay League. And the National Traffic System is a efficient way of passing messages back and forth across the entire United States as well as internationally.
We're talking with Gil Hayes, the president of the Worcester Emergency Communications Team. And Gil, obviously, your team is not only very active, but very important in emergency management considerations. Is there any charge for your services?
Oh, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it's It's against FCC rules for any amateur radio operator to charge for their services, and it's against the entire nature of our team to charge the community for any type of fee. We're strictly a nonprofit organization. We take donations, of course, but we do not charge any fees for our services.
Now, how long have you been an amateur radio operator or a ham?
I first got licensed back in 1996, and I later upgraded my license in around 2001, and I've really been active since that time, and especially with the Western Emergency Communications team, but as well as other organizations as well, such as the Central Massachusetts Amateur Radio Association, which is a more general amateur radio club, whereas our team is a little more emergency communications focused.
Oh, very good. Now, how would someone go about getting a license if they were interested in becoming an amateur radio operator?
Getting a license is probably easier today than it has been ever. The FCC a little while ago did away with the Morse code test, and at this point there's three levels of licenses. There's kind of a beginner, an intermediate, and a advanced class of license out there. We call them technician class, general class, and extra class.
And what would be the difference in terms of expectations?
Well, each class of license offers more privileges, and as a result, there's more testing requirements. And essentially, the only thing you have to do in order to get your license is to pass a 35 multiple choice question test. And I think the passing grade is like a 80 or something of that nature. But each license grade requires another test, and it tests you on various different things that are various different points that surround the privileges that license would grant.
And what class of license would you need in order to participate with your team?
Oh, you could start with the technician class right away. In all honesty, most of our stuff that we do is locally based or state based. And most of the frequencies that you would use in that case are granted by the technician class license. So I would say a good 90 to 95% of what we do locally, you could easily do with a technician class license, your beginning license. And we would definitely, I mean, there's people on the team that have been amateur radio operators for many, many years and would help out, help people learn, and you know, we help all of our new members learn how to become better emergency communication operators as well.
If someone were to join, what types of activities, how much activity would they expect to be involved in on a regular basis in order to participate in the drills and be ready for any emergency?
Well, that's all a matter of individual choice. As with any type of volunteer organization, it's all a matter of personal choice, and certainly if there was an actual incident or something of that nature, it's every individual has to take care of their family first and get their family squared away first before they would donate their time and efforts to their community. But as far as our organization is concerned, it's really a volunteer basis.
Well, that sounds good. Now, if someone were interested either in obtaining a license and or joining your organization, if they're already a ham and just haven't thought about joining the organization, how could they contact you?
Well, we have a website. It's www.wect.org, and filled with all types of information about our team and our organization. And there's also an online application there that people can use to sign up.
And Gil, let me ask you one more question. Why did you become a member?
I became a member because I wanted to give something back to the community. Just like a lot, almost all of our members say the same exact thing. They appreciate their license, and they appreciate amateur radio service, and they want to continue to give back to the community.
I guess you might anticipate that answer from what you've told me about the organization. Worcester Emergency Communications Team, and you can contact them. Contact Gil Hayes, the president, at their website. Give it to us once again, Gil.
It's www.wect.org.
And thank you very much for being with us on this Saturday morning. Good luck to your organization, and thanks for your service.
Thanks for having me, Dave.